99 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And our Morning Primetime Newsmaker today is brought to you by the Emporia Gazette. Subscribe today at EmporiaGazette.com or pick up your copy at a local stand.
Looking for the latest news that keeps you connected to the Emporia area? The Emporia Gazette is your go-to source for local stories, breaking news, and more importantly, how it affects you. From city events to in-depth reporting, we've got it all covered in print, online, and on social media. Stay informed, stay engaged, and be part of what's happening in the Emporia area. Subscribe today at EmporiaGazette.com or pick up a copy at a local newsstand. The Emporia Gazette, your news, your community, your voice. The Emporia Gazette, trusted news since 1895.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us here on this Monday, December 30th. It is 7:19, 40 degrees on our way to 53, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this Monday morning by Lyon County Sheriff Jeff Cope, talking about the New Year's taking down DUI enforcement effort. Sheriff Cope, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Ron.
Hey, thanks for taking some time to join us here. We appreciate that.
Oh, not a problem. So it's always a pleasure.
Well, hope your holiday's been going well, have they?
Oh, we've had a wonderful time. It's always joyful to get together with friends and family and celebrate the holidays. And, of course, they continue this week with New Year's Eve.
Well, let's talk about the taking down DUI enforcement efforts. What exactly does that entail, Sheriff?
We will have extra deputies out. Actually started on December 26th, the day after Christmas, and out on overtime detail, concentrating on moving violations, and really a huge concentration on the DUI enforcement, and trying to make sure the roadways are safe for everyone that's out there over the holiday week.
Sheriff Cope, are you seeing any increased activity when it comes to DUI here in this week leading up to New Year's Eve, or do you typically not see that kind of an uptick until New Year's Eve itself?
Well, we typically have, you know, just this kind of standard issues with it, and then as we approach New Year's Eve, the parties are greater. But I really think through education and public awareness that people are doing better at the planning ahead and finding that designated driver, finding alternative means of transportation when they've been out and consuming alcoholic beverages.
It really seems like the past handful of years, New Year's Eve has been, well, knock on wood, I guess, fairly quiet here locally, hasn't it?
Definitely knock on wood on that. But, I think that just over the years, the general public understands the severity of it, and I think through these education efforts and the public awareness efforts that it really helps to drive home. Just a little bit of planning can save you a lot of headache down the road and get you home safely, and as well as the other people on the roadways.
Yeah, being safe, that is the ultra-important thing here, not only for yourself, but those on the roadways as well. Well, walk us through exactly what happens if, one of your officers notice, a vehicle that may be swerving, pulled over. What are the steps, for an impaired driver from the sheriff's perspective?
Well, they would be asked to perform a standard field sobriety test. All of our deputies are certified in that. And probable causes determine that they're most likely under the influence, then they would be arrested, taken to the jail, given an opportunity to submit to a breath test. If they refuse the breath test, there's administrative punishments from the state that affects your driver's license. We have the ability to obtain search warrants for blood. They refuse the test, and then if they're over the legal limit, which is 0.08, then they would be referred to the county attorney's office for formal charging and most likely spend the remainder of the night in the Lyon County Jail.
And they get one of those mug shots, too, right?
Oh, yeah, the infamous mug shots. So, yeah, that would be taken as part of the booking process. And of course, we all know that's public record.
Sure. That should be a deterrent, too.
Yeah,
some absolutely. Of those things. But yeah, I mean, if you are convicted of DUI, how long do you lose your license? First offense, Sheriff?
I think the first offense is 30 days, and then you're restricted like to and from work for maybe up to a year after that. And then a refusal to test or a second or subsequent conviction is you lose your license for a year. And then there could be requirements to having a machine in your vehicle to blow into and put the ignition interlock device to operate your vehicle outside of those restrictions, which is another expensive item.
Oh, you mentioned expensive. Mm-hmm. This could be between attorney's fees, court costs, fines, $10,000 in that neighborhood, possibly?
Yeah, with the attorney fees included in there, you could be pushing that overall when you consider your attorney's fees, court fines, any type of treatment that's ordered, trying to getting your license back. It's just a huge hole to put yourself in over really something so simple as just don't get behind the wheel when you've been consuming alcohol.
Sheriff Cope
would solve the whole problem.
My apologies. Sheriff Cope, you touched on it a little bit there, but you were talking about, obviously, the financial impacts that this can have on somebody, as well as the social impacts, things like that. But what about work-wise and that kind of an area? Because I know that there are some people who have talked about it before. It's cost them more than just money and time. It's cost them their jobs, and in some cases, it's cost them their livelihoods.
Yeah, and it all depends on what your job is. You know, many jobs require a driver's license to perform them, and then you just have the regular issue of the commute to work. Do you typically drive to work? And if you have no driver's license, how are you going to get to work? Is that going to affect your other family members in the household, your friendships? You know, having to ask people for rides, and not to mention the cost of your vehicle insurance going up. It's just a whole slew of auxiliary issues that arise out of a simple decision to get behind the wheel when you're intoxicated.
And Lyon County Sheriff Jeff Cope with us. Lyon County participating in this year's New Year's Taking Down DUI enforcement effort. And if I'm not mistaken, Sheriff, I believe DUI, that stays on your record like forever, right?
Yeah, I'm not the attorney on that, but okay. It's on there. I think they can look back 7 years when they look at the different, like whether it's a first offense or multiple offenses, but it can darn sure affect you for a long time.
All right, so a designated driver, do not drive impaired. Make sure you take that with you as we head out towards the New Year's holiday. Well, back to the Christmas season. I do know that Sheriff your location, your residence here in Emporia was frequented by Santa and Mrs. Claus this year. You must be yeah. You've got a festive place for Santa to stop by.
Well, we do our best. The couple make their trek every year down, or they have for the last, I think it's maybe 5 years now that we've been hosting them, and it's just a fantastic time, and from friends coming over and getting their pictures taken, people in the neighborhood and just the people in the community come by, and we take the opportunity to collect some funds and canned goods for Radical Life, and it's just really a fun, festive atmosphere this Saturday after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, annual event, and Santa and Mrs. Claus at the Copes. Well, appreciate all you do, Sheriff. That's a wonderful event, and you've got it decorated up nice there on the corner.
Well, thank you. So I'm my wife Karen's the mastermind. She's the she's the true decorator and the visionary, and I just enjoy the whole process and seeing the smile on the kids' faces and stuff is just, it makes it all worth it.
Well, thanks for all you do, Sheriff. Appreciate your time here this morning.
Yep, thanks for your help in getting the word out, gentlemen, and have a safe and happy New Year's.
Happy New Year. That's Lyon County Sheriff Jeff Cope with us here this morning. Lyon County participating in the New Year's Taking Down DUI enforcement effort.
Yep, several local organizations involved. You mentioned it earlier, Ron. Also, the Kansas Turnpike Authority, the Kansas Highway Patrol, I should say, also involved in that. So make sure that if you